Talk.
021-446-0567 on the WhatsApp line and 072-567-1567. A very good morning to you and welcome to the show. Now, if you are a person with a disability or with a challenge in terms of physical disability or other disabilities and you are battling to find employment, and we ask the question, is it actually really because of the fact that, you know, people are just trying to meet targets, or is it the fact that it's not being an inclusive sort of culture within a business to actually employ people with disabilities? So South Africa's progressive employment equity legislation has not gone far enough to enable people with disabilities to fully integrate into workplaces and perform their jobs optimally. In a recent study that is co-published by Dr. Armand Baum, and Dr. Armand Baum, of course, is the head of social impact at the University of Stellenbosch's Business School. And in this, he says, you know, businesses are failing to meet regulatory targets for the employment of people with disabilities, while disillusionment with workplaces that do not accommodate their physical, social and professional needs contributes to the growing unemployment and underemployment of disabled people. To unpack this for us, we've invited Dr. Armand Baum to the show this morning to chat to us about this. Doctor, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. Good morning to the listeners.
Doctor, is it basically just the fact that people are trying to meet targets and not really sort of, you know, making this as part of the culture and the structure of a business that we are failing to employ disabled people?
I think the simple answer there is yes. I think beyond the notion of just focusing on legislative compliance and regulatory targets, employers really need to rethink how they define inclusion. And too often within the workplace, we conflate the notion of diversity with inclusion. And I think that's quite problematic, and where there's lots of work that still needs to be done.
You know, Doctor, why is it that we have this in legislation, but it is not really playing itself out in practice?
Well, so South Africa is actually, interestingly enough, one of the first signatories to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities and the Optional Protocol, where it is that we made the commitment to including people with disabilities in all spheres of life. Where we fall short is at the implementation level. And if you consider that in the latest Commission of Employment Equity report, less than 2% of people with disabilities sit in top management, sit at executive level, sit at the skilled and unskilled levels within our labor force, we have a real challenge. Government itself has not reached that 2% target that it sets for itself and everyone else to follow. So I think there's a leadership issue that we need to address.
And one of the key things in terms of disability and people with disabilities is that, you know, the workspace as well as the buildings in which you work need to be, you know, disabled friendly. And when you have a power outage in a building, everything is gone. The lifts don't work, but there is no alternative for people with wheelchairs.
Yes, I mean, those are some of the structural challenges that people encounter. And what you find is most people with disabilities just want to slot in beside their co-workers without any sort of fanfare or special processes. And when you look at the design of our environments and the cultures within our organizations, they tend to want to focus on specific treatments. And what we promote within our study is the aspect of universal design. That really means creating spaces and cultures that include all people to the furthest degree. And so rather than just having ramps, which are nice, you build buildings that actually don't require ramps, that are accessible for most people, so that aged, wheelchair users, and anyone else who might have a mobility impairment.
Chatting this morning to Dr. Armand Baum, who is the head of social impact at the University of Stellenbosch Business School. And we're talking about people with disabilities, and where you work, is the building really disabled friendly? And what happens in your environment, or if you are a disabled person and you have found it very difficult to get employment, give us a call and tell us about your challenges on 0214460567 or on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. You also go further, doctor, to say that, you know, people with disabilities, they feel that, you know, it's crucial for people with those disabilities to be able to decide for themselves whether or not to disclose their disabilities.
Yes, I think that's a major challenge, not only in our study, but you'll find that across many studies that focus on this, the opportunities for inclusion. And quite often you find sensitization workshops, which are supposed to create some sort of awareness. But they don't necessarily take into consideration the autonomy of a person to disclose or not to disclose their disability or impairment. And I think that's quite challenging. You know, we strip people of that autonomy in a process that is actually about them first before it is about the environment and the people that they come to work with.
And one of the other things that we always find in an environment where disabled people are, and I'm still sort of straddled about the fact that we are just trying to meet targets and actually not making this as an inclusive policy within the framework of any business, is that people within the business tend to...
And I think that's quite challenging. You know, we strip people of that autonomy in a process that is actually about them first before it is about the environment and the people that they come to work with.
And one of the other things that we always find in an environment where disabled people are, and I'm still sort of straddled about the fact that we are just trying to meet targets and actually not making this as an inclusive policy within the framework of any business, is that people within the business tend to expect people with disabilities to sort of quote-unquote appear normal, you know. We either go from the one extreme to the other extreme, which means that we go from a pity situation into a sort of expect, like, you know, I'd like to treat you as a normal person. But there are certain definite factors like fatigue, accessibility, and difficulties that people with disabilities have. And why are we expecting them to sort of, quote-unquote, appear normal in a workspace?
Yeah, the question really there is, who's normality?
Yes.
And that is, again, a typical experience, and it goes with the attitudes that people have about people with disabilities or the other, you know, and that is it. We have a failed understanding of what it means to include anyone with any type of disability, or anyone that we would consider to be different to us. And that notion of normality is something that we pick up through the cases that we covered, where people, in fact, go to the extreme to appear normal. And what it really does in terms of their career is curtail it in some instances, where physically people exert themselves beyond what is or what their body can really take. And so in one of the cases, I managed to unfortunately interview someone whose career was cut short by about 10 years that they were going to have to be medically boarded. And when they expressed their views on it, they said when they started off, they tried to do everything to appear normal, and so lifting things which physically they probably shouldn't have done in the manner that they did, they try to accommodate that notion of normality for themselves.
Chatting this morning to Dr. Armand Baum, is the head of social impact at the University of Stellenbosch's Business School, and we're chatting about people with disabilities and the fact that South African businesses are failing to meet targets for people with disabilities. If you have had that opportunity of, for instance, applying for a job and you know that you are capable of doing a particular job or doing a particular work, and you found that the moment you start disclosing your disability or you arrive there for the interview and you have a disability and you are then, I would say, quote unquote, discriminated against, give us a call on 021-446-0567 or send us a voice note to 072-567-1567. Doctor, how do we then start building a truly inclusive society in South Africa?
I think from our side, in terms of this study, we have three primary recommendations. I think within business, one needs to understand it, and it's with everything really within businesses where you make these types of policy decisions, that you need someone who champions this particular cause. And there's where we advocate for senior management, the people who make decisions about the strategy of the organization, to have someone within those committees that drive the process for inclusion. And then we also recommend that there's a need for the development of more inclusive recruitment and orientation practices, where you actually enlist your coworkers' support in that process. Too often people come into the environment and everybody else is, in inverted commas, caught by surprise. You want to have your coworkers understanding that there is someone who might have additional needs coming into the workplace and address that before they arrive. And then the active involvement of people with disabilities in actually shaping your onboarding processes. And there I say it's not only from day one. It actually happens before the person arrives there. And so you want to have those conversations about what those specific needs are prior to the person arriving to the workplace, and have those prepared so that there is a seamless transition into the space without any sort of fanfare.
Dr. Armand Bum, Head of Social Impact at the University of Stellenbosch Business School, thank you so much for your time this morning.